AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. Local and state police, along with federal agents, are searching a part of New York State near where two maximum security prison inmates used power tools to cut their way to freedom yesterday. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo.
They went through the steel wall into a catwalk, down an elaborate maze of pipes into tunnels, and exited a series of tunnels at the manhole cover.
The two men, both convicted murderers, are considered dangerous. Authorities on both sides of the nearby border think they may be trying to cross into Canada. European Union President Donald Tusk says President Obama and other G7 leaders are united in their efforts to force Russia to stop meddling with Ukraine.
The entire G7 continues to stand firm in support of Ukraine's territorial integrity, sovereignty, and independence.
U.S. and the European Union have imposed financial restrictions on Russian companies and individuals to pressure Russia into stopping its support for the separatist rebels. Meanwhile, protesters have blocked some roads leading to the summit site in the Bavarian Alps today. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu warns of reprisals over recent rocket attacks from Gaza. He's also expressing anger with other nations for remaining silent about those attacks, saying it will be, quote, interesting to see if this silence continues when we use all our strength in exercising our right to defend ourselves. Heavy thunderstorms in the offing from the Great Plains to the Midwest today. Rich Thompson is the lead forecaster at the Storm Prediction Center.
South of the ongoing storms in Illinois, back along the front into Kansas, we should have thunderstorms form by mid to late afternoon. They'll pose a risk primarily for damaging winds and large hail, and that'll extend back into eastern Colorado and southwestern Kansas.
There's also a chance for flash flooding in parts of the area because of all the expected heavy rain. This is AP Radio News. An 89-year-old Sacramento, California man has been arrested on a murder charge in the death of his 83-year-old wife. Neighbor Al Widener tells KTXL-TV.
Last year, they've gone downhill, both of them, real bad. They didn't know what they were doing sometimes, you know. It's quite a shock.
Sacramento Bee reports Masaharu Ono told deputies he found his wife dead inside their apartment. Investigators say he was responsible for her death. Windows are boarded. Boats have been pulled from the water ahead of Hurricane Blanca, which is expected to be a tropical storm strength when it makes its expected landfall tomorrow on the southwestern coast of Mexico's Baja California Peninsula. Rachel, an American woman living in Cabo San Lucas, tells a reporter she's getting ready.
I pulled in the furniture, we got the generator at home and
prepared.
Yeah, prepared, hopefully.
More than 3,000 Mexican troops have been put on alert because of the storm. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.